What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Your Natural Best. This is a brand new podcast on the E2M Network. I'm super excited about it, and we had to start the show, and I think this might be like the panel going forward. I have two, not just one, but two professional bodybuilders and one amateur, and that's going to be the thesis or the theme behind this podcast. And so we're going to start, ladies first, always, to introduce the first one, Miss Sarah. We'll just introduce yourself to the folks. Let them know, you know, a little bit about you and your involvement in bodybuilding.
Okay, definitely. So my name is Sarah Hobson. I started bodybuilding, oh gosh, maybe like 15 years ago. And I heard it was either you do one show and you kind of are either done or you're hooked. And I got hooked. So I have been in it for quite a while now, probably about 15 years.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. All right. Next, we have Mr. Eric. Mr. Eric, introduce yourself to the folks, man. Let them know a little bit about you.
All right, Eric Shelton. And I've been competing about 7 years now. So a pretty long time for me. I'm also, you know, the current natural men's physique Yorton Cup champion in the OCB as well. So that's like the highest prestige title for our organization.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, it's funny you say you've been in it 7 years, so that makes you what, 17? Because y'all know Eric is really young.
Hey, bodybuilding years counts like a year and a half off, you know, more than your regular
Right, time. So, you know, it's funny, they really don't know, like, I got them up here, there's no script, anything. We want these to be real conversations, because E2M, you know, most people know us for weight loss, but with the premium aspect, we're getting into muscle building and bodybuilding, and we want to be able to be a voice to that world, man. And we all, myself included, are natural athletes, and so we want to make sure that we keep that in the conversation, as well as let people know that you can be fit, you can be well, you can get into bodybuilding, you know, no matter where you are, what stage. It isn't for everybody, but it is available for everybody. What would you say about that, Sarah, with that statement? It's not for everybody, but it's available for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that no matter what your goals are, if you want to try competing, I say go for it. For me personally, I am pretty competitive. I'm a competitive person. I like setting that goal. I like picking a show and picking a date and working towards that. That's when I'm the most focused and centered on, you know, going 110% with my diet and my working out, and I'm just really laser focused. I think that, you know, it's, if you are thinking about it whatsoever, just go for it. Just do it, try it, get on stage, do it once. You're going to love it, or you're going to figure out it's not for you. But yeah, at least if you're thinking about it at all, give it a try.
Yeah. So what about you, Eric? What do you think about that statement, man? Because I know being in your position, people probably come up to you all the time saying, I'm thinking about it. How do you kind of approach that?
I mean, I actually made a very good phrase or, I guess, statement about this. Like, bodybuilding can very well much be for everybody, but people get different things out of it. Mm. I know specifically for me, it helped me build regimen, it helped me build discipline and a lot of consistency. So also in that statement, there is a negative, you know, connotation to that as well. It's the second part of that statement is bodybuilding can be for everybody, but winning necessarily isn't. Mm. But it also determines on how you actually place winning on your individual goal. Like, if winning is just touching the stage, then you absolutely won. If, you know, placing first in the show, then, you know, that's a little bit harder. Or if it's just like, hey, I want to consistently follow something for an extended period of time. So it's really about what goals you place for yourself.
Right, right. So I want to kind of, you know, back up a little bit, because we're talking about it being for everybody, and you know that I want to know, what was the moment for you to actually get into it? I'm gonna start with you, Sarah. I'm gonna always start with you, just so you know, be ready. What was the thing that was like, okay, I want to try this? Like, do you remember the moment? Do you remember the conversation? Do you remember what was going on? What was it for you?
Yeah, I absolutely remember all the details. So I was super, super thin, you know, almost unhealthy thin. Mm. I weighed probably 90 pounds all through college. I graduated college. I went to school in Ohio. I moved here for a teaching job and knew nothing at all about the bodybuilding world. I didn't even know it really existed. I knew nothing about competing. I moved from Ohio to Gastonia, actually, is where I lived first. And I remember joining this little gym, and I saw a woman there who immediately I was like, whoa, okay, she looks amazing. So I started talking to her, tried to, you know, pick her brain a little bit, find out, you know, what her workout routine was like, what her diet was like. And then she started telling me and introducing me to just competing in general. So I just started doing a bunch of self-research, getting on the internet and just looking up and finding out as much as possible about the sport. And then that's when I started looking into finding a coach and someone who could train me and do my diet. And that's really how I got started. And then trained for my first show. I did Palmetto Classic in South Carolina. I think it was years and years ago. And just got hooked and decided that I just wanted to put on weight and build and just try to gain muscle. And I went from being just like this teeny tiny stick, 90 pounds, to working really, really hard. And it was hard. I just worked so hard to put on weight, build muscle. And it took years, but I was determined. And that's how I got started.
I love that. Awesome. Mm-hmm. What about you, E? What was the thing, the moment, what did that third grade teacher, I'm just kidding.
Heartbreak that started my revenge story now. But it's always been me and my two other cousins, and we always been in the gym. And lucky enough, it was some old heads in the gym, you know, the guys that's in there wearing all the older gear. Like, hey man, you got good genetics. So I think we all kind of challenged each other to do a show. Long story short, two of us got into bodybuilding, one got into powerlifting, so one couldn't follow a diet. And and that's kind of how we got here, just sticking to it. So
I love it. So this is actually a portion I can chime in to tell, like, what was the thing for me.
Absolutely.
And being here in the studio, you know, we record our premium videos, and we're bringing a lot of models in. You were one of the models. You guys are still here. But one guy, his name is Jeff Sung. Mm-hmm. Jeff said, hey man, when you gonna step on stage? And I was like, who, me? Because, you know, many people in E2M know, man, you know, I'm a E2M client first, lost 65 pounds with E2M. And just to hear somebody think that I could possibly do it, like, you know, him believing that I could, I was like, oh. And I always joke with Shane, our camera guy that's smiling at me right now, but I always joke with him saying that, you know, it's like the ugly girl getting asked to the prom. Like, you know, he asked me, I think I'm going to do this thing, man. You know, nobody told me what was involved. We're going to get serious on this podcast, man. Nobody told me, because right now I'm hungry, I'm cold, I'm tired. Nobody told me all that. Yeah. You know, even when I did my consultation with Eric, he did not let me know any of these things. But no real talk though, but that was the thing, man. Somebody seeing that in me, and then, you know, the next step was me mentioning it to Jeff. I was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing it. And he was like, well, let's do it, like, you know, in that support, man. So in bodybuilding, something I've learned is support is everything, man. So let's kind of transition, man, and talk about that, the support aspect of it, because you know, I'm in the trenches right now, and it's the thing that's keeping me going, man. So Sarah, what, how important is support when it comes to bodybuilding?
Yeah, it's huge. It is huge. That's what drives you, really. I mean, and sometimes you're going to run into people who support you, and you're going to run into people who don't understand what you're doing, because it takes a level of dedication that is just so above and beyond. I mean, you're an athlete. You live and breathe this to be able to, because you want to win. So you're going to put, you know, 200% into it. So some people understand that, some people don't. And you can just hope that, you know, the people that you are closest to you support you. And it does take that support, because sometimes you need help prepping meals, or sometimes you need help if you have children to kind of take a little extra responsibility in you know, taking over a little bit more of the duties than what they normally do. It's just, it means the world, really. And sometimes, you know, people at the gym, they'll find out that you compete, and they'll ask for advice, which just drives you even more. They'll ask you, you know, what you eat and what you do for your workouts to look the way you do. And that's personally what just drives me, you know, being that person who, because I'm naturally on the quiet side. So it's so nice. It's so nice when people approach me and go out of their way to just give a compliment and say, listen, what do you do to look the way you do? And it means a lot for me to be able to offer that advice to other people.
I love it.
Yeah.
What about you, E, man? When it comes to support, man, how important is that? Or is it important, man? Because, you know, for those that don't know, Eric has his own podcast that him and Mr. Jamal do. And they talk about, you know, they're haters a lot. I'm just kidding. So what is your perspective on that, man? How do you approach that?
I mean, I think support, and I scroll Instagram aimlessly, so I find a lot of quotables and a lot of memes that relates a lot. And I think one of the ones that stuck out to me about support was the most important thing about someone's fitness journey is their support system, whether it's their wife, their husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, or family and friends. And the main reason for that is if you have a good support system, then everything else gets easier, especially with, like you said, picking up extra duties, cooking things for you. Your family and friends not, you know, trying to get you to party and, you know, falling in love with your goal if they're truly supporting you. Like I know my mom throws plenty of functions at the house, but she cooks separate food for me when I come home. My friends know that, hey, I may come to your party, but I may bring my own food, and they're fully okay with that. It's no judgment when I show up. And kind of like, I mean, you're a part of it as well, the Eagle of Strength team. And the main reason I try to create a team or a team environment is I can't be 100% for all the athletes all the time. But you've seen it, my clients and our teammates step up for us and, you know, support you the whole way there. And I mean, even here at E2M, you know, at the job, I mean, you got over 200 people, you know, cheering you on per day, you know, rooting you to the finish line. And it makes it, even though it's not an easy process to finish, you have people behind you who want to see you do well. So you try that much harder, you know, you follow that meal plan a little bit more strict. And on those workouts, you push for that extra rep.
Yeah, man. No, totally. And you know, kind of the close that part out. For me, you know, like you said, having it here at work, you know, although y'all go to lunch every week, it's all good. Having it at home, you know, with my wife, you know, it's getting old, but she does support it, you know. But it makes a difference, man, when you have someone in your corner, when you're not feeling 100%, you know. And it's so funny because I remember when I first started prep, and Jeff would pause and be like, "You all right? You good?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man, what you talking about? Like, I'm good." But now it makes sense.
He knew what was coming.
Now I understand. Like he was concerned way back then. He knew what was coming, man. But no, just having that makes a world of difference. And so, you know, with this platform and this podcast, man, we really want to, you know, first give you an insight from a first person perspective. You know, I'm currently in prep. These are some pros. I'm an amateur, possibly soon to retire. But we want to just kind of give you a first person perspective, as well as address certain topics. And so other episodes are going to follow that will be more topic specific or more chit chatty, man. It's rare you get different, you know, ideas around a topic like bodybuilding, man, something that is well known, but it's also mysterious. Like, I feel like, you know, everybody knows it exists, but it's almost like discovering a whole new world for me. Like my Instagram feed just turned into bodybuilding one day. And like, I was like, man, I didn't know there was this much stuff in there. So this podcast is for those that are enthusiasts and those that are interested in it and looking to get into it and hopefully be a resource as well. So any closing remarks before we end this episode, episode one of Your Natural Best? Any closing remarks?
I don't think so. I just appreciate you guys listening and hearing a little bit more about bodybuilding, and I hope to do some more podcasts in the future. And if you're thinking about it, do it. Just go for it. You have nothing to lose. It's a limited amount of time. You got a couple weeks. Do your prep. Get on stage and then decide if it's for you or if it's not for you.
There you go. What about you, E?
Oh, you know, I'm a man of few words.
We know.
I don't really have many, but yeah, hey, join us again.
Awesome, man. So till next time, we'll be out of here. Peace.